Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, back with Jaime Escalona, who was with Eli Lilly, and I was just asking when we took the break, gave him a chance to sort of think about it. When he started, looking back, did he have a clear goals? Did he know where he was thinking and where he was headed, or did he just ran with the flow? You went with the flow, and it just developed.
No, I always felt that I could do a lot for Lilly. I always felt that I could get to the top.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, and I really
was the top, you know, Puerto Rico with Latin America, was the top, then moving on to Eli Lilly.
Puerto Rico and then moving on.
Okay.
I always felt that I could do it.
So when you retire, when the early retirement window came up, and you're 55, you at that moment were thinking of moving further up in Eli Lilly, maybe
definitely
executive vice president up at Eli. Okay,
definitely.
Okay. So you had very ambitious goals and a lot
to
of
tell
self-confidence.
You the truth, yes, I was.
That's
but I always felt, because of my position here on the island, that I had gone to that level, because that level in the States.
Because the operation in Puerto Rico, in terms of its size, in terms of its importance to Eli Lilly,
you were
more important in the Eli Lilly world than the operation in Indianapolis.
So we had the main products here.
Right.
So it was a very important operation.
When you went up there to make a pitch in order to get a product, you did it with a lot of self-confidence, and you had to use all your persuasive, which is what I teach and I love you, all your persuasive skills, but you had the instruments to do it, but you
sure.
still had to do it, and there
sure.
was always politicking, people sure. who wanted to keep things.
And when they came here, we would show what we were,
right,
you know,
right.
because when we had the operation plans once a year, we had a lot of people coming here and showing the island and showing what we were. So in Indianapolis, they knew what Lilly Puerto Rico was,
so
a very important branch of our operation.
Yeah, there was I always have a little bit of a talk before we have the formal dialogue for the show. But I was joking with Jaime that somebody was saying in terms of interviewing for candidates that he had a really good question and was if a movie was going to be made about you, you know, what would be the title and why would be that title and Jaime's answers would be, you know, commitment, something to do with commitment, with knowing where you're headed and fulfilling, you know, your goals and all.
I don't want to sound bad, but people thought that Lilly will never have a Puerto Rican in charge of the operations here, and I did it.
Yeah, darn. And I think with that, you did it my way, kind of, you know, Frank
way.
Sinatra. But it's been a lot of fun, going over your life and your accomplishments, and I know you're enjoying life now with Raquel, you have. What's your next trip?
We're going to Northern Spain.
Northern Spain,
it's all over the world
and all. So I wish you the best of luck. I congratulate
you
with
Thank
what you've
you.
Achieved.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And have you back. Maybe we'll talk again, philosophizing
sure.
on what we can do in Puerto Rico to get this thing going again. Okay.
I hope that we can. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our
pleasure.